SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Six Syrians who were wounded in the battles between the Syrian army and rebels in the southern part of the country, including four children aged 6 to 14 whose families were killed in the fighting, were transferred by the IDF to hospitals in Israel for treatment over the weekend. On Friday night, the IDF Northern Command's medical forces were called to the border fence in the southern Golan Heights, where they provided the wounded Syrians with initial life-saving treatment in the field. Troops from the IDF's 366th Division, also known as the Path of Fire Division, then transferred the wounded to hospitals in northern Israel in a complex operation. Israel sent several dozen tons of humanitarian aid to refugee encampments in southwestern Syria in an overnight operation late Thursday, as tens of thousands of Syrians fled an offensive in the neighbouring Daraa province by Bashar Assad's forces and the Russian military. The relief operation lasted several hours and delivered tents, food, including baby food, medical supplies and tons of clothes and shoes to the refugees. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman said following the aid operation that Israel was prepared to provide any humanitarian assistance to refugees, to civilians, women and children, but stressed that we will not accept any Syrian refugees into our territory. The refugees along the border are fleeing an offensive by the Syrian government, seeking to reclaim the strategic region that extends along the border with Jordan and the Israeli Golan Heights, and which was until recently part of a US-backed and negotiated truce. Airstrikes pounded rebel-held areas in southwestern Syria on Thursday, killing at least 17 civilians in an underground shelter and driving thousands more from their homes. Scores of displaced people protested near the Israeli border demanding international protection. While only several dozen refugees had set up tent camps near the Israeli frontier in the town of Kenetria as of Thursday, Israel was prepared for a range of scenarios, including the possibility of masses of refugees trying to break through the border fence. Firefighters battled to fight 24 blazes sparked by incendiary devices flown from Gaza yesterday. Likud MK Avi Dichter, a former head of the Shin Bet security service, said on Friday that the incendiary kites and balloons could lead to a renewed open conflict, saying Israel will find a way to stop this even if it turns out to be yet another military operation. Israeli leaders have been split on how to respond to those responsible for the airborne arson attacks, with some calling for the IDF to shoot the kite flyers and balloon launchers on site. Yesterday's fires come a day after two Palestinians were killed in violent demonstrations along the Gaza Strip's border with Israel. A 13-year-old was fatally wounded in the head and a 24-year-old man died of gunshot wounds to his leg and abdomen. Around 5,000 Palestinians demonstrated at five points along the border. Rioters burnt tires and attacked Israeli forces with rocks and Molotov cocktails. Barkana Wineries announced on Thursday that it no longer had kashrut certification from the Eidah Haredit, a private hard-lined ultra-Orthodox group. There was outcry in Israel on Tuesday as Barkana CEO Gilles Asulin admitted to an Ethiopian employee that he and several others were being reassigned to other parts of the factory to comply with Eidah Haredit's insistence that they not be associated with winemaking due to an ostensible doubt over their Jewishness. After a number of the workers told the media that they were angered and humiliated by the new policies, and after Israel's chief rabbi condemned the ban as pure racism, the president castigated the winery and the Knesset speaker called its actions racist and shameful, Barkana reinstated the workers. Prince William visited the Kotel and the Temple Mount on Thursday morning on the final day of his three-day trip to Israel and the West Bank. He was accompanied by the site's rabbi and security guards as he approached the Kotel. Donning a black skull cap, he placed his right hand on the ancient stones and then, following tradition, slipped a note inside its cracks. Chief Rabbi of Britain, Ephraim Mervis, who accompanied the prince in his visit, said, "Today we experienced a moment in history which will live long in the memory of Jews around the world. The Western Wall stands at the epicenter of our faith. To see the future monarch come to pay his respects was a remarkable gesture of friendship and a sign of the Duke's regard for the sanctity of Jerusalem." On the Temple Mount, the prince was allowed to enter the Dome of the Rock, which is generally off-limits for non-Muslims. Crowds of onlookers followed his every move as the prince then made his way to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Earlier, the prince visited the grave of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg, on the Mount of Olives. Princess Alice saved a Jewish family during the Shoah and was interred in the Mount of Olives Cemetery in the late 1980s. The prince stood solemnly by the grave, accompanied by a Russian Orthodox clergyman. He was then given several gifts by the clergy, including a bouquet of flowers and a cross. Prince William also visited the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem on Tuesday and met there with Holocaust survivors. On Tuesday and Wednesday, William toured the Tel Aviv beach, met with Israeli youth, and took a stroll down Rothschild Boulevard with Eurovision winner Netta Barzilai. The Duke of Cambridge's stay was the first ever official visit by a member of the royal family since the British Mandate ended and the State of Israel was founded in 1948. The trip took place under a minor cloud of controversy, as Kensington Palace's official itinerary states that the prince's visit to Jerusalem's Old City would take place in the occupied Palestinian territories. The prince met at length in Jerusalem on Tuesday with both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Reuven Rivlin. However, he declined to meet with Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat, as it might have implied an unacceptable degree of British recognition of Israeli rights in the city. On Wednesday in Ramallah, Prince William told Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas he was glad our two countries work so closely together. William told Israeli guests at Tuesday's Ramat Gan embassy reception that Israel is a vibrant country that thrives on innovation, diversity, talent and excellence, and said ties were at an all-time high. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from the north of Israel.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.